ever get that, like, heart in your throat feeling right as you're about to close a trade?
Oh, absolutely.
Your finger hovering over the button, but your stomach's doing flips. You are not alone. Closing positions, it's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah.
And it can be so nerve-wracking even for, like, the most seasoned trader.
Right.
So today, we're diving into some really practical strategies to conquer those trading jitters.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to closing positions.
Okay.
Think of it like our cheat sheet for staying cool under pressure. Our guide this time is Managing Nervousness in Trading, Closing Out Positions Effectively.
Great title.
And to help us decode this stuff and give us some real-world insights, we have our expert here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious about that initial moment, right? Why do we even get so on edge when we're closing a position? Is it just like the fear of missing out on bigger profits, or is there something like deeper going on?
It's a bit of both, honestly. It's that fear of missing out, but like amplified.
Yeah.
So picture this, you're about to close a trade. It's been going in your favor. You know, logically locking in profit is the smart move.
Right.
But then there's that little voice.
Always.
That says, what if it keeps going up? What if you miss out on like even bigger gains?
Totally.
And that's that loss aversion, that pain of a loss hitting us twice as hard as the joy of like an equal gain. Our brains are kind of wired weird like that.
So it's not just about the money. It's like how our brain is perceiving these things.
Absolutely. Like evolutionarily, we're designed to avoid threats more than we chase gains.
Right.
Kept us safe from saber-toothed tigers back in the day, but not so helpful when you're looking at a trading chart.
Makes sense. So our brains are basically still in like fight or flight mode.
Pretty much.
Even when we're just staring at our phones.
Exactly.
So how do we overcome that and make more rational decisions?
Well, that's where this guide's strategies come in. The first one, being really clear about your exit criteria, like having a pre-flight checklist before you even take off.
So taking the emotion out of it by setting a plan and sticking to it no matter what.
Exactly.
No matter how tempting it gets.
Yes. Like, let's say you buy a stock at $50. Your goal's a 20% profit. You'd set your profit target at $60, but you also set your stop loss, say $45. Those are like your boundaries.
So it's like your trading GPS.
Exactly. Keeps you on track when things get bumpy.
That's super helpful, I can see. Especially when fear or like greed starts creeping in.
For sure.
No more second guessing.
No more like impulsive moves.
You mentioned stop loss orders. Can you tell us about trailing stops? It sounds like letting your profits run, but still protecting yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine you're climbing a mountain, right? And you're securing your rope at higher points as you climb.
Okay.
That's kind of like a trailing stop. Instead of a fixed stop loss, it's like this dynamic safety net. It moves up as the stock price does.
Oh, so if the market takes a sudden like downturn, you're protected, but you can still benefit if it keeps going up.
Exactly. Let's say you buy at $100, you set a 10% trailing stop. If the stock goes to $110, your stop loss adjusts to $99. You're locking in some profit even if it reverses.
Gotcha.
But if it keeps going up to, say, $120, your trailing stop moves up to $108.
That is powerful.
It's that balance, giving your trade space, but also protecting yourself from those big drops.
So are there times when like a wider trailing stop is better or a tighter one?
Totally. Depends on the stock, right? How volatile it is.
Makes sense.
More volatile, maybe go a little wider, say 10%, so you don't get caught out by normal ups and downs.
You're giving it space because it's going to be all over the place anyway.
Right. But if it's a more stable stock, tighter trailing stop, maybe 5%, you might stay in the trade longer.
So you're like tailoring it for each stock.
Exactly. And to the overall market conditions.
It's all about the plan. And like adapting as you go.
Yes.
So we've got our exit strategy, our trailing stop, what's next? Feels like we're building like a toolkit for emotional resilience here.
Yeah.
We got the plan, we got the safety net, and now strategy number three is regular monitoring.
Right.
And that sounds like, I don't know, it could be a slippery slope.
It could.
Between staying informed and like becoming obsessed.
Sure, you don't want to be glued to the screen 24/7.
Exactly. So what's like a healthy way to monitor your trades?
It's all about having a system. So instead of constantly refreshing those charts, think about checking in maybe at the end of the trading day or like when big economic news comes out.
So key moments, not every single tick.
Right. You want to stay informed, not overwhelmed.
Makes sense. And our guide also mentions using alerts, like really using tech to our advantage.
Alerts are huge.
How so?
Think about it. You've got your profit target, your stop loss, right? Instead of watching it like a hawk, you set an alert. So if it hits either of those points, your platform tells you.
It's like, hey, wake up, something's happening.
Exactly, target reached or uh-oh, stop loss triggered.
That's amazing. You can actually like step away from the screen, live your life, knowing you'll know when you need to know.
Exactly, no more FOMO, no more constant refreshing.
Okay, that's a game changer. And speaking of taking emotion out of it, that brings us to automation. I'll be honest, like automation used to kind of freak me out a little bit.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. It felt like robots were taking over Wall Street or something, making all the decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It can seem like that. But really, it's about using tech to help you stick to the plan.
So it's still my plan.
Oh, absolutely. Those exit criteria, the trailing stops we talked about, you can actually set your platform to make those trades automatically.
Wait, so if my profit targets hit, the platform will just sell it, even if I'm, you know, out hiking or something.
That's the beauty of it. It takes you out of those moments where you might second guess yourself.
Wow.
You've done your homework, you've set your strategy, and then boom, the automation just executes it.
It's like the ultimate form of commitment. But before we all go full automation, the guide mentioned something called paper trading.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Okay, so paper trading. Think of it like a flight simulator for traders.
Okay.
You practice your strategies, including automation, but with fake money. No risk.
Oh, so you can see what happens.
Exactly. Test things out. See how those automatic rules play out.
Without losing your shirt.
Precisely. It takes that emotional weight off while you're still learning the ropes.
That's smart. Like, build your confidence before you go live with it.
Exactly.
This is great. So we've talked about planning, we've talked about automation, but there's one more strategy, right?
Right.
And this one seems to be all about, like, looking inward, keeping a trading journal. You know, when I first started out, I thought trading journals were, like, this super serious thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Warren Buffett's probably got one with a gold leaf on it or something.
Chuckles. Probably.
But it seems like it's actually helpful for everyone, not just the pros, huh?
Absolutely. So many traders I know, they swear by their journals. It's not about, you know, pouring your heart out after every trade. It's
right.
More about spotting those patterns in how you make decisions.
Right. So like those moments when you're about to make a trade, you're like, oh, this feels a little too much like last time.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, let's say you always close trades early because you're scared of a sudden drop.
Which I may or may not do.
Chuckles. Oh. Happens to the best of us. But the journal helps you see that. Like, okay, I did it again. And then you can ask why. Am I setting my targets too low? Is my risk strategy off?
It's like you're having a conversation with past you.
That's a great way to put it. It's data, but about yourself.
And speaking of data, our guide gives an example, right? The trader who buys that tech stock at $150.
Yeah, let's break that one down.
Okay, so they buy it aiming for 20% profit, so their target's $180.
Right.
But they set a stop loss at $135 too, right? Risk management.
Exactly. They're not just chasing gains, they're protecting themselves. But here's where it gets cool. They also use a trailing stop.
Ooh, fancy.
So as the stock starts to climb, let's say it gets to $165, their trailing stop kicks in, locks in some profit, but the trade's still going.
Okay, so even if things go south, they're already ahead.
Exactly. No regrets. Plus, remember, the trailing stop is adjusting as it goes.
So less stress along the way.
Way less stress. And did I mention they also used automation?
No, but you're going to tell me how awesome it was.
It's awesome. They set an automatic sell order at their profit target, that $180. And guess what? The stock keeps climbing. Boom, hits the target. Platform automatically sells.
They probably weren't even watching at that point. They were out living their life.
Probably. No nail biting, no frantic calculations, just pure execution, strategy in action.
But the story doesn't end there, does it? Because then comes the journal.
Ah, the journal. Here's where the real learning happens. Even though they made money, this trader, they write down everything. Entry point, exit point, why they chose that stock, how they felt throughout.
Wait, so like got excited when it hit $160, felt a twinge of doubt around $175, that kind of thing.
Yes, because emotions are data too, right? And looking back, maybe they see every time I get excited, I hold on too long and miss the peak.
Or every time I doubt myself, I sell too early.
Exactly. Those aha moments, that's the power of the journal.
It's like self-awareness goes up, trading anxiety goes down.
You got it. And honestly, that's what this is all about, right? Not just understanding the markets, but understanding yourself as a trader.
Because when you know yourself, you can trust yourself.
Yeah.
Even when the market's going crazy.
100%. You're not reacting, you're deciding. That's where the real consistency comes from.
So good. Well, as we wrap this up, any final words of wisdom for our listeners out there battling those trading jitters?
Honestly, it's all about the tools. define those exit points, use trailing stops, monitor the right way, automate what you can, and journal like it's your trading therapy. You do that, you're way ahead of the game.
Love it. So much good stuff here today. To everyone listening, we hope you've learned a ton, and more importantly, that you feel more equipped to handle those inevitable emotional ups and downs of trading.
Trading's a journey, but it should be an exciting one. Don't let the anxiety steal your thunder.
Beautifully said. Until next time, everybody, happy trading.